Okay, so we're going to start the Igeres Tchias HaMesim. I suggest a little bit of a historical background here. So this, according to this this set over here, this letter, this was written as a letter to the Rambam's Talmud, the same one that he sent the Mor Nevuchim to.
That must have been a great present.
Yeah. And as the Ram explains, it was in response to, basically, he says some mimer of the Rabbi Shmuel Halevi, the Rosh Yeshiva in Baghdad, the Rosh Yeshiva HaBavli, Rabbi Shmuel Halevi. He was a bit. So he had some outlandish claims against the Rambam, and the Rambam explains it. We'll get through it eventually, but they say historically it was written after the Mor Nevuchim, and written originally in Arabic, and then Shmuel Ibn Tibon translated into Hebrew, and it's interesting, the Ramah, Rav Meir Halevi Abu Lafia, were we discussing him today, the other day? So what's that?
Halevi.
Ramah, Halevi. He included it in his Pirush on Sanhedrin. He included parts of the Maimon Shechis Mezim. Even though he was, I think philosophically, he was against,
side, yeah.
On the other side. Okay, so let's see like this. So, the Rambam starts here with three psukim from Mishlei. Let's see. Okay, kol imre fi ein bohem niftol v'ikesh. Okay, all the words of mouth are with righteousness. They contain no twisting or perversion. Kulam nechochem lemevin v'yisharim lemotzei das. They all are clear to someone who has understanding, and they're straight to someone who. Who's motzei das, who is those who find knowledge, and adam orum kosed das v'leiv k'silim yikra ivelas. The first two psukim went together. Second one is later. Yeah, the clever person conceals knowledge, and the leiv k'silim yikra ivelas. The heart of the fool calls out his folly. Okay. So that's basically the theme of this. that's the theme of this Maimon Shechis HaMesim. And he explains it. That saying that you know that certain things can be written plainly and understandable to a person with das, but a person who's perverted and crooked when he reads it, he covers the knowledge. He distorts it. Okay, so look at this. Ein rachok sheyechave na'odam levo'er inyan ha'kdoma min ha'kdomos. B'loshon mevo'er pashut. He says it's not far-fetched that a person will intend to explain something, really an introductory idea, in a simple language, in a straightforward way. V'yishtadol bo litchos ha'sveikus lo'hosir ha'pirushim. And he's going to strive to push away doubts and to ulehosir haperushim v'yavinu chole hanefashos min haloshna hu hefech ha'achtam asher kivin levara. Yeah. He's trying to push away doubts and to remove the perushim? What does he mean by that? Ulehosir haperushim. To remove the multitudes of explanations. He's trying to make things simple. He's trying to make things clear and simple. Okay. And someone who has an illness of the soul will understand from that very language the opposite of the introduction that he intended to explain, that the person intended to explain. He says, such a thing happened in the words of Hashem Yisrael. The very thing happened. Right, and this we've mentioned many times. It says, when Kashir Kivein Adon HaNaviim, when Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to make known in the knowledge of God that He is one and there is no multiplicity within Him, and to remove from the souls of the people the very deficient and damaging ideas of believing in multiple gods. So Moshe said, to explain this foundation, this cornerstone, he said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So it was something that was really a preliminary type of knowledge, basic, a hakdama. It wasn't meant as a very deep, esoteric, hard to understand thing. It was supposed to be the simplest, clear explanation to remove all doubt. And the Christians came and they saw from this pasuk that God is three. And they said, it says Hashem, it says Elokeinu, and it says Hashem. So three names. And then it says Echad. So it's a proof to the Trinity. Chalil Lokel. So what's his point over here? Yeah. That what? Let's see if we can get a little deeper into this. So David is saying that the Rambam is, in other words, of course there are things that are open to interpretation, and there are statements that we can say are allegorical and things like that. But you can't say that on something that is meant to be introductory and a basic foundation of a system, because the only reason really that you can work with interpreting things out of their plain meaning is based on prior information, right? Like if I know for certain, I have a certain foundation of knowledge already that teaches me certain truths, so then I say, well, this must be interpreted in another way. How do I know that? In light of a more primary knowledge that I have, correct? But the primary, the foundational, introductory type of material, you don't have any basis to make any interpretations like that. It's against the idea of a hakdama. It's contradictory to the very concept of basic, preliminary, prerequisite knowledge for the study of a subject. So when you know the kavana, when you know the intention of a statement is that is of a preparatory or hakdama type of a statement, you have no right to take it as a mashal. But the point is he's making is that is exactly what's driving a fool, is that the fool doesn't want to hear anything outside of his comfort zone, so to speak. So when he doesn't come to it to learn. If you come to it to learn, so then you'll accept and you'll take the premises and you'll build up the subject in the way it's being taught. But if you have a chuli hanefesh, that means to say you can't really accept anything that's not already in your worldview. So you already come to it with a predisposition, and you're going to force things into whatever you read. And you'll distort the hakdama just basically to answer up for yourself. I mean, to make things not contradict what you want them to be. So the Christians are obviously a good example of that. They already have a vested interest in Trinity. So they just go through and look for ways to find it. You know what I mean? As opposed to saying, well, this is a basic statement. It doesn't make sense to say the basic motto, so to speak, of the Jew is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It's the most primary, fundamental piece of knowledge that every child learns when they can speak. So that can't be something that is only understandable with a prior set of knowledge, and that it can't be that it's simple, plain meaning is not the meaning that's intended to be conveyed. Right, and then it wouldn't be the preliminary statement. Okay, so he says, if such a thing can happen in the Word of God, certainly, that it can happen bidivrei bosar v'dam, like it happened to some of the fools in their explanation of our words in the Ikarim, in the Yesodos of the Torah, that we wanted to explain the great foundation shelo hoyu mashkicha meila, that people weren't paying attention to, and the sipku mipnei ze bepina mivoras. So he said we had a certain intention, we had a certain goal. We wanted to explain something that we felt was not being studied. We wanted to explain something that's a yesod of the Torah that wasn't being paid its proper attention. And because of that, people made a mistake, and they created the doubt in something that was obvious to everybody. Okay, do you know what he's hinting at over here? What he means, he explains it later. But what he means is that what is the Rambam's main focus on in the Hakdama to Chelek? What's his main? I know it's been a year or two since we've been at the beginning of the year. But the main thrust of the introduction of the Hakdama to Chelek is Olam Haba, right? Because he said he felt like people weren't really understanding what Olam Haba was. But Chiyas HaMesim was very thoroughly discussed. So he put a lot of energy into understanding Olam Haba and explaining it. And because of that, he said, people thought that he was denying Chiyas HaMesim. Okay, he'll explain.
What did you want to say? You said that.
The Nadaram goes later. He says, he says, going into a little bit of a history of his writing of the Yad, really. And he says that when he decided to put together his chiburim on the Talmud and the Torah and the explanation of its law, meaning when he decided to write his book on halacha, basically, right? So our intention was El Ratzon Hashem Yisalem. Our intention was to fulfill the will of God. Yes, Allah. Not to get any type of reward from anybody, and not to have not for honor. Was not doing it for schar or for kavod. He just had the intention to straighten out and to make clear and to clarify and to teach someone whose own understanding maybe is a little bit narrow. Shekotzro havanaso. It's a little bit of a less expansive view on things. Okay, we wanted to be able to teach him the words of those who came before us from Chachmei HaTorah. And l'fi ma shechoshavnu. All right, so he says you should go with the next sentence. V'niralan, according to what we thought and what was apparent to us, that we were making things easier for people. We were doing a service to people, right? Like the Rambam says in a few places, he says, like actually in the Gilgamesh, he says it like a lush like that. And in the Hakdama to the whole Yad, he says, I gathered things from all different parts of the Gemara. You know, the Gemara is not written like that, where one subject is necessarily contained in in one parak. So, you have to take somebody who can go and collect and organize material that's in very far-flung reaches of Shas or Tosefta or Sifri, Sifra, right? And to take the Pirushim of the Gaonim. So the Rambam's idea was, and he explains it in the Hakdamah to the Yad, you know, to basically make all of this knowledge accessible to somebody who is not capable of going through Shas and Poskim on their own. Okay. He thought that we're makilim, we're making it easy, or makarvim, or makabtim, bringing them things together. Mashlo also kiyotzi b'zeh echad mimisha kad mano, doing something completely new, something that was never done before, making it really accessible in a way that had not been done before. And what had been done before, I guess the only thing that you could say close to that, was what? The Rif condensed at least I got it. He took the halachic elements of Shas and he did put things together. You know, he does have, you know, he might be learning one sugya and he'll have another sugya from another Gemara. So he did do that. But still, still they were the Purusha of the Gaonim afterwards, and it wasn't really organized in that same way, and it didn't really cover everything in Shas. So that was his intention. Kvar also biyadenu to'elas b'nei adam v'agumul me'ashem. So we already achieved a benefit to people and a reward from Hashem, a gumul me'ashem. V'imein adavar kein, and if it's not true, and we didn't really do anything so great, and we didn't really make anything easier than anybody before us, at least we got the gemul me'ashem levado. And we have our intention. Brachmona liba boy. So he says that's all that was guiding him. What was guiding him was to benefit Klal Yisrael, and that is an idea that is in line with Ratzon Hashem, that Talmud Torah should be accessible, and Talmud Torah, of course, is essential to Shmiras Mitzvos. So that's he felt he was doing that. That was his motivation. And if he really did benefit people, then he achieved it, and he did a proper action, and he'll have a gemul, he'll have the toelas to people and the gemul me'ashem. And if it turns out he didn't really benefit anybody, rachmona liba boy. So he has, his kavana was still for the right purpose, and he has the reality of doing, being motivated to do something according to true ideas. And this is really what drove all of his writing, and Asher Hevi Haloshon VaHayad LeChaber B'Chol In SheNekava B'Omash Zacharnu MinaKibbutz VaHaber. That's his full motivation, to fulfill this type of description was really what was behind everything. Okay, but he says when we started to work on this, we saw that it's not proper to just limit our work to what we intended initially. In other words, he realizes it's not proper just to limit it to halacha, just to put together a book of that makes the learning and knowing what to do easier, and not to and not to explain their truth. Okay, and that he realized was something that he realized. It sounds like after he initially decided to work on the yad, he realized that it's not right to put all the halacha together and not to explain what it's all about, not to explain the truth that's behind all of this halacha. In other words, not to talk about basic Yisodei HaTorah, right? It's not necessary. You could write a book that explains every mitzvah and how you're supposed to do it, but doesn't explain why it makes what it's all based upon, Right? So he realized that that's not proper. That doesn't make sense. That's not the right way to go. He's got to at least discuss somewhat Yisodei HaTorah in the Halacha book, right? You realize that that itself is an important thing to realize. You could say, well, so we'll separate philosophy and Halacha. And he doesn't just mean Halachos that have to do with Kiddush Hashem and things like that. He means, you know, all of these basic philosophical ideas that he has in there. Now he's like this, and certainly, shekvar pogashnu adam shehoya nechshav mechachma yisrael. We actually met somebody who was considered one of the chachma yisrael. He says v'chay Hashem. Yodeya hayaderech halacha, the Rambam testifies. He definitely knew how to learn. V'nosa v'nosa b'mulchamta shel Torah, kefi machshavto minu urav. He was nosei v'nosein, he was working and, going back and forth and arguing and with in the milchamta shel Torah, according to what he thought, from his youth. V'huya misapek im Hashem geshem balayin v'yad regel b'nei me'em. And this person who could give a great shiur in halacha and had fantastic and had very thorough knowledge of Gemara and was involved in learning all the time, wasn't sure if God has a guf or not. He was misapek about that, like it says in the psukim. Well, maybe he didn't have a goof. He wasn't sure. It was not clear to him. And others that we met, may anche kitzos arotzos, from some of the lands, they said for sure he has a goof. And they said you're a kofer if you don't believe that. Okay. And a min, and an apikoros, if you don't believe that. And they brought rayas from the drushes and brachos, according to their plain, simple meaning. Right? Like that God puts on tefillin. Right? And that's something that the Ravid mentions also. I mean, in Hilchos Tshuva. Right, where the Rambam says that a person is a min if he believes that that God has a guf, and the Ravid says it's not right to say that they don't have a chelak olam haba if they were misled by the agadatos that are mishtabshos as adeos. Right, so the psukim. Well, the psukim is an interesting question, and the Ravid is saying, he's only saying you can't say the guy is a min and not bikoros in the sense that he should lose chelak mahab if he's doing it because he thinks he's following divrei chacham. But he says clearly that those agadatos are ones that could mess up your deos. He's not in any way saying those agadatos that they were right in their interpretations, just that we can't necessarily condemn them, and his idea of losing your chelak olam haba has to do with your culpability for that. So if a person is attached to the divrei chachamim, but he makes a mistake in what they're saying, he's of the opinion that he's not going to lose chelak olam haba. It's an interesting discussion. You know who goes into that discussion in the Sefer Ikarim, in his Hakdama. He takes up that kind of a question. Like, if you study the Ikarim and you come out with a mistake, does that mean you're going to lose your chelak olam haba?
Rambam.
Huh?
Rambam.
So he tries to work out different kinds of, like, the parameters of what kind of a mistake would, how would it be. But he comes out something similar to that. But Kafach, I don't remember where I think it's in the Yad over there, I think, I don't remember where I saw it, but I saw someone references Rambam and the Mohr, where he actually addresses that very question, the very question of the Ravid on his own condemnation of those people. And his basic reason is, like what Ari was mentioning, is that by the Psukim, he says, Chazal, we have Onkelos right on the side of the Pasuk. So a person can't say I was just making a mistake when it's obvious, it should be obvious from reading the Psukim with the Tirgum that the whole Tirgum is to be merachik any idea of Gashmius by God. So he can't claim to just be an innocent guy who fell into this thing because he's willfully neglecting the major source of Chachamim, which is Unkelus, that's the Kabbalah of the Torah Shebaal Peh, and therefore he's not so innocent. He can't claim to just be following Chachamim, and I got accidentally mistaken by my adherence to Divrei Chachamim, when the primary source of Divrei Chachamim is telling you all the time, every single pasuk, don't give it a physical interpretation. So it's an interesting. So then the Rambam is, the Rambam still holds. He says that's part of what the Ikara mean, that the interpretation of the Psukim has to be your primary source of knowledge, and then you have to say, okay, this goes against that, so it must be. I should also be merachik from what they're saying, Gashmius. Okay, anyway. So that was the state of affairs. So that can't be. I mean, so then you'll have to say it must be that the Agadah is not literal. Just like Unkelus is saying, the Psukim are not literal. Unkelus is definitely prior to the Chacham of the Gemara, and they accept him. Right. He is the Hakdama, exactly. That's an essential point. That's part of what the Gimli Karma is all about, that you have to have some basic knowledge that everything else has to be interpreted in light of. Otherwise, you just go round and round in circles. And that's what the Rambam says you don't... I think it's a questionable letter, but I think one of the letters, maybe the one in astrology. I don't know. He says, as a derech, you can't take a Gemara that's strange and then build a whole philosophy out of it. You have to, if it contradicts the Yesod. The Yesod has to be your starting point. And then the Gemara, that's strange, you have to say, well, it goes against the Yesod. I don't know. Can't find, what most people do is the opposite. They find a strange Gemara that appeals to them emotionally, and then they make that their cornerstone. You know? Right, exactly. So he says, "Ukayotzi baze, shomati al katzos al nashim shlo reisi." Okay, so some he saw, some he didn't see. V'kasher yadanu be'elu ha'ovdim legamri. And when we found out about these people who are completely lost, okay, and their elders and their think that they're Chachma Yisrael, and they are the most foolish people, they're worse off than animals. Yoser toei derech mina behemos. They're more lost than an animal. Because the animal is just, animals are not moral. They don't have any, they can't be lost. Ukvar nizmale mocha mishkionos hanoshim hazikenos vadimyonos nifsodim kinarim vekanoshim. All right. So their heads are filled with nonsense. So ra'inu shesarach lo levoya b'chibureinu ha'talmudiyam ikarim toriyam. So then we realize that even in our works on halacha, we have to include found ikarim of Torah. Okay, the more ikari hados, ikari emuna, ikari hados. But altsad ha-sipur, or altsad ha-hoda, just to inform people of things, not with proofs. Because to bring proofs on shiroshim, on these foundations, requires a lot of knowledge, requires a lot of working knowledge and familiarity with many chachmos that these talmidim are not going to. Talmidim don't know these things. Right? Like we explained in the Mor Nevuchim, those things are not, they couldn't put the Mor Nevuchim into the Ad HaChatzachim. Okay. So we chose that we won't give the Rayos, but at least Ha'amitos Mekubolos, Obacharnu Lios Ha'amitos Mekubolos Eitzel Ha'amon L'Pachos, at least it should be accepted by them. At least they should have as just like a conclusion, they should know certain things are true. Certain things are... and we mentioned in the beginning of the Mishnah, the Ikarim that are Ru'uyim Lahamin. V'zochayinu b'psich haschibur ha-mishnah, so he means the Hagdama to the Parashnayos, right? Ikarim ru'uyim lahamim b'nevuah v'ikare ha-kabbalah u'mashi yischayev shi'amineu kol rabboni b'torah shebal peh. So it seems not totally clear. It sounds like he's saying that he had this thought even when he was writing the Parashnayos. Even initially, even in the Parashnayos, you're just going to explain halacha. But no, he decided over there too to explain certain basics about nevuah, right? And in there he does. He explains certain things. He also doesn't go into the depths of these things, right? And Kabbalah and the things that every rabboni, every rabbi should know in Torah Shabbat Peh. And in Chelek we explained the Shrushim Nitlim Haschola Uvagimol. Yeah, 1 second. So he says he means he wants to say what he means is in the Hakdama to the Mishnah he explained things that have to do with Torah. Like in the Hakdama to the Mishnah, he explains a lot about, you know, the different types of knowledge, you know, Kabbalah, Halacha Moshe Sinai, and all the drushas, all those other things. In the Hakdama to Chelek, he's involved in the existence of God, Schar V'Onesh. Yeah. Okay. Meaning to say, Mashdi Yitola by Yichud, that's what he calls Haschola. Ubolam Haba, Imshar Pinos HaTorah, V'chena Sinu Gam Kein B'chibur HaGadol, HaMechuna Mishnah Torah. We also said that, we also did that in the big book. That's nicknamed the Mishnah Torah. Asher lo yakiru ma'aloso, Ella hamodim ala emes me anshe hados ve'achochma. He says, we also mentioned this in the Mishnah Torah, that you won't recognize its greatness unless you're modeh on the truth and you're someone of dos and chochma, you know halacha and chochma, and you have a seichel tov. Okay, and you have a recognition bidarkei achibor in the ways of constructing a book, a work, and yidia befizer hadavar mahem asher kibatzim. You have to have an understanding in these spread out things that that were put together, ve'eich sidartim, and how I ordered them. Interesting. So what do you need to do? What do you need to be a good, to appreciate the Mishnah Torah? Does he mean Darkei HaChibur, mean his, the Derech of his Chibur, or just in general? And then this one also, this one is interesting. What does he mean by this? V'yidia b'fizur ha-devorim ha-heim asher kibatzdim.
Is there a
Ve'ech sidartim. So the Rambam is saying, in order to really appreciate the Mishnah Torah, you can't just learn from the Mishnah Torah. Right? You have to appreciate where the things are coming from and how the Rambam put them together.
He didn't tell us where they're coming from.
You can't appreciate it then. Sorry.
In the Mishnah Torah, it doesn't say
it. That was his greatest regret. That was his great regret.
Not sourcing.
Yeah. Not sourcing it, yeah. I think that he said that later on in his life. But it's interesting, right? So this is like a little bit keneged, someone who will say, you just learned the Mishnah Torah as a standalone sefer. Right? You have to really appreciate what he did. In order to appreciate what he did, you have to see the state of where it's coming from. Otherwise, you don't have the appreciation of what he did. And it's not just to be in awe of the Rambam; it's to really understand what he's trying to accomplish and what he's trying to present. Yeah. So it's to really, a guy can get a benefit out of it, but that doesn't mean he really appreciates the accomplishment of the ad. Doesn't appreciate, right? Yeah, if you don't know you get something and it's easy to read, that's very nice. Like I was doing today with the girls, you want to explain to somebody the basic idea of Malchus Asuros, of a shear of a Kezias and what's an Achila Midaraisa? So you need a Kezias, you need Kedei Achilas Pras, in terms of Malchus, and then in terms of Drabonans, it's less than the Kezias Achilas Pras. What's the definition of Tam? Where are you going to find that? Where are you going to open up and find the whole explanation of all these things? You're not. Right, it's spread around. It's assumptions that the Gemara is working on, but to have a regular guy can open it up and get a whole thing. But does he appreciate where that? No, he doesn't necessarily appreciate that. For all he knows, it was the Rambam copied it out of a page in the Gemara somewhere. Does he know? Does he appreciate what it is? No. But if you on your own had to you were looking for trying to teach it to somebody, you would realize to find the source, it would be very difficult, and it would require a tremendous amount of knowledge and many different Gemaras to be able to pull this all together and reduce it to a system of rules. Those rules are assumptions that you have to figure out when you're learning the Gemaras, some of the time, right? So that's to really appreciate the greatness of it. Okay, and he says, "V'zacharnu bo gamkein kol ha'ikarim hatoriyim v'ha'talmudiyim." So he put together the ikarim of Torah and the Talmud. What does that mean? So that means emuna and halacha. Toriyim he means yisodei of emuna, and talmudiyim he says he means to say. Like halachic foundation. V'kivanu b'zesh yu elu ha'nikroim talmidei chachamim o chachamim o gaonim o kamo shetirtza shetikroim. A little bit of a dig, they say, to labels. So we did this. Our kavana was that for those people who are called talmidei chachamim or chachamim or gaon or wherever they want to be called, bonim seifeyem al sharoshim talmudiyim v'tiye torasam sedura al pihem v'talmudam kula ola biyodam. So what is it? Their seifim, their branches, should be built on halachic, on halachic foundations. That's Shirashim Talmudim. Okay. And their Torah should be ordered in their mouth. Should be accessible quickly. And their learning should be Ola Biyadam. They should be successful with it. And all of this Nivne alikaram toriyam. All of this should be built on a foundation of proper emuna, proper ideas. V'lo yashlichu yidias Hashem acharei gevam. They shouldn't throw the knowledge of God behind their back. Aval yasimu shtad lusam hagedolos rizusam al mashi yashlimem v'ikarvem el boram. They should really invest most of their time and energy in what brings them, what perfects them, and brings them close to their Creator. Lo al mashi yovi lachshov bohem hashlemus eitzel ha'amon. Not spending their time on what makes people think that they're great. So that was that's what he says. It was his intention that they should be able to learn from the Yad and have their own learning built on a solid foundation of halacha, but at the same time that it should all be built. All of the halacha itself should be upon a foundation of true knowledge of the Yisodei Hadas, and not that they should spend their time with impressive shiurim to make themselves great in the eyes of the people, and throwing behind them that which really makes them complete and perfected and closer to God, because there's that tendency to put your energies into things that you like Rama is it's a great lolishma to be called Rebbe. It's a very powerful lolishma. So that was his intention. He felt if he left out these things, it would open up the door for people to just invest their energies in the halacha and throw the philosophy, throw yisodos behind them, because they get a great satisfaction out of the shleimus etzel hamon. Okay.